Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, October the 8th, 2008. It is comic book day. It's the middle of the week. Man, what else is there?
Well, it's your return, sir. Welcome.
Well, it is my return. Sure, not like I, like, went anywhere physically, actually, like, left,
well,
but...
Sort of.
Well, kind of. I haven't been...
You left a spiritual void in the potosphere.
I've been emotionally unavailable.
Telling you.
Yes,
people have just been all a-weeping.
But you've been there, sir.
I have.
You are like The Rock. You are, well, not Dwayne Johnson,
no.
The Rock, but, I mean, you are like the constant.
You... My wife would like that.
...are Billy Flynn.
Objection!
Oh.
Oh, wow. All
okay.
Right.
Sorry.
But you're right. I'm back, too. Howdy. I am the vicar.
The whites of the whale pales in comparison.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, too. And we are here, baby, flying at you.
Thank
the
you
both of us in tandem. Tandem action, just like that, man.
Sounds dirty.
All the geek without the weight, and we are here, with geeky news, TV, comic books, checking out Billy Flynn's long box. That's because it's Wednesday, and we're ready to roll!
You know,
my geeks,
you've just been so used to getting up extra early.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to it now, man. You gotta stop that.
Alright, baby, here's what's on the tube tonight. ABC, brand new Pushing Daisies that starts with P and D, but it's not the same as Presidential Debate.
No.
We dealt with that junk last night. You got Private Practice, you got Dirty Sexy Money, that's all brand new.
That would be PPDSM.
Oh, now that sounds dirty.
Very much.
Yeah, yeah.
CBS has a New Adventures of Old Christine.
I love the New Adventures of Old Christine. Season 3, it's still funny, man.
Gary Unmarried's got a new one in there.
I don't know about that.
Gary wants Allison to remarry. Aw. And a new Criminal Minds.
Okay. How about NBC? Knight Rider.
Tonight's episode entitled A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, really? That also sounds dirty. We can make anything dirty.
We can. Hey, I can rotate your tires.
AMC Tonight, American Movie Classics, truly showing an American movie classic.
Yes,
John,
indeed.
Was that McTiernan that directed that?
Yes.
I could be wrong. Hunt for, oh, thank you.
I
good.
Believe, yeah.
Hunt for Red October. I think that was McTiernan as
fantastic.
Well. Because the DVD has got a commentary. I don't own it yet.
Okay.
McTiernan gives dull commentaries, but it's still a great movie, so I need to buy it.
Sweet. Fox has got Bones and Till Death Times 2 since they got rid of Jerry O'Connell's show.
Okay. Biography Tonight, if you want to find out about these two fellers, you've got that there Barack Obama. And then that there, John McCain, both of them, back to back to back to back, man, on that dang old show, that biography, man, click, 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 watch
wow.
It, I'll talk about people right there, yep.
Tonight on Bravo, it's Project Runway, the finale, part one, making it not really the finale at all.
Disney Channel got Muppets Wizard of Oz, is that any good?
No.
I never saw that.
Do not, I literally in my notes have do not watch this.
Oh, does it look
scrote? It's really bad.
That's too bad.
Everything you want it to be, it's not.
That's too bad. Sorry to hear that.
Comedy Central's got a new episode of South Park on. Hey, woo!
Hey, that's pretty cute.
FX got your iRobot. Oh, how about FSN tonight?
Yeah.
It's Beavers Q&A.
Okay.
What would you ask? A
not
Beaver?
Sure. Country Music Television, Police Academy's on tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
All the country music in that song.
No, there's a lot of
TV
it.
Land has TV Myths and Legends. I don't know which ones, but maybe it'll be a whole series investigating it with... Robert Stack.
Maybe
you.
There'll be myths and legends involving breasts.
Hey, get this. BBC America has sex change soldier. A British soldier gets a sex change.
Don't ask, can't tell.
Well, someone had to ask. If you look, I mean, you didn't just show up one
day. I got nothing else.
He's got Chicago, but if I'm watching anything tonight, it is going to be that they're a Lifetime Television
for women.
Because a determined woman flees her polygamist husband, taking her children with her. Tonight, Kelly Rowan and Richard Burgee are in... God's country.
Huh. I don't know who Richard Burgee is.
I don't know who either one of them are.
But he deserves to be making TV movies with a
wow.
name like Richard Burgee.
Richard
you
Burgee.
Need a better, yeah, yeah, you need a better
with
name.
With a name like Burgee, it's got
to
be good.
Nah, I mean, to be an actor, you need something like Hardcock.
Okay, fine.
Dick Hardcock. That should be his name. If I was going to be an actor,
yeah.
That's what I'd go with.
Okay. Well, Wednesday, October 8th, want to say some quick happy birthdays.
Sure.
Matt Damon turning 38, sir. Stephanie Zimbalist.
Nice.
From Remington Steel.
Oh, you're bloody well right.
52 years old.
How about Sigourney Weaver, who turns 59?
Dude, that make a little sandwich right there.
Love her. Oh, that's right, with Matt Damon in the middle.
Oh
you can just lather him up with a little cream cheese.
Maybe Jason
Oh, my
Bourne.
Goodness. R.L. Stein is 65 today.
Dude, I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah?
No wonder
no
he writes things that scare kids. Get out of my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Sarah Purcell is 60. I mentioned that because I had a crush on her when she was in Real People in about 1978.
God, I remember that show.
There
sure.
You go.
Chevy Chase is 65.
Woo!
Harvey Pekar is 69 years old
is
today.
Is that the Hardcock guy from the beginning?
Yes. Well, okay, kind of, sort of. Fine. All right.
Is that all you got?
No, I got Paul Hogan at 69 years old today. Frank Herbert, well, he's dead, but this would have been his birthday.
True.
And Kirk Allen, that's A-L-Y-N, Allen.
Yeah.
Born 1910. He's also dead.
Yeah.
But he is, I believe, the original screen Superman.
Yes, he was in the movie serial.
So there you go. That's some geek cred right there.
Fantastic.
All right, shall we look at the mailbag, sir?
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
All right. Hi, guys. As a new listener to the show, wanted to let you guys know that your show and your witty banter get me through the long hours of sitting in my Dilbert-like cubicle.
Aww.
I don't know how much banter you've had with Flynn by himself for the last few days.
Maybe
but,
he's on medication.
Fine. Yeah. I would like to give a shout-out to Dave and the guys at Screen Geeks.
What's
they turned me on to the show. That's cool.
Ooh,
I help organize the Horror Fest convention that takes place within Starfest. So
This dude is, we've heard him.
I'll get his name in
it's in the email.
It's in the email. Anyway, he has a couple questions. Number one,
right.
What are your expectations of the new Punisher Warzone movie? I like the last one. I wish Thomas Jane could have remained as Frank Castle. Ray Stevenson looks too much like Steven Seagal. If this sucks, what would you think would make a good Punisher movie? So let's start with that question.
They needed to have made it back in the 80s and had Ken Wahl be the Punisher. Ken Wahl from Ice
Cream. Ken Wahl, he's not really very big, though.
But he could have. He could have buffed up for that.
He's
it
got that,
fine.
That Vinny Bob Arino. Bob Arino. Look, you know, he's not really buff.
They're going to have to actually put him in the Marvel Universe as a secondary character to show the underbelly of the Marvel Universe
Bradley
to tie it in.
Rusk.
That's
Brad,
what I'm
this
thinking.
Is Brad. Okay, cool.
That's how you do it.
I don't know. I think it might be good. I think it might surprise you because really the Thomas Jane one, watch it again a couple more times. It's not that good.
It's
not that good, so it's not too hard. Number two, since Halloween's approaching, I wanted to find out what horror films you like to watch this time of year.
Ooh, The Thing and Phantasm.
Oh, my goodness. I like tongue-in-cheek horror generally, so...
Well, that's fun, too. I like House.
I like Lost Boys, and I like...
Lost Boys, yeah.
Fright Night. That's the kind of stuff that I enjoy the most.
I can enjoy that as well.
Brad, by the way, goes for Exorcist, Evil Dead 1 and 2, Omen movies. That's what he likes. Thanks
Sweet.
For all you do
good
keep up the daily geekness. Hey, good to have you aboard there, Brad. Thank you. If you guys want to send us some email, we'd like to have some. Drop us an email at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com, and stick around because Woden's Day means comic books, also news at a geekly. It's all coming up on this here 8th day of October, 08 edition of GRD.
There are things under the skin of the world that most people would rather not think about. What goes on in that seemingly abandoned building you drive by every day? Children disappear, never to be seen again. News of cannibalism, self-mutilation, and exploitation of the helpless fills our airwaves. The stench of evil pervades our world. Who will stand in the gap? A small band of unlikely warriors have chosen to fight against the darkness. They don't realize what they've gotten themselves into or the sacrifices they will have to make. Their enemies are Legion. This fall, make sure you subscribe to Archangel Legion at www.archangelnovel.com. Your very soul may depend upon it.
Geek Radio Daily for this Wednesday, 8th day of October 2008. All the geek without any of that stupid weight.
Wait, stupid.
Really, yeah, why do you want that? This is the internet. It's the immediacy
wait,
age.
Ignorant.
You know what I'm saying? Billy Flynn and the
I
Vicar
do.
Flying at you. Wednesday, kiddies, means it's time for Billy Flynn's long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, indeed.
Rock on with your bad self.
Sir, Dabble Brothers Productions today has George R.R. Martin's Wild Cards Hard Call number 4 of 6. This has been a very good series so far. It's been a little long since the last issue, but hey, I'm looking forward to it.
You read any of those novels, the Martin stuff?
I read the first couple.
Okay.
I
hear stuff, you know, the Potosphere loves this guy, and like, I don't know.
The way they're making comic book movies now that are making bank like mad, that his novels.
Okay.
The heroes, the way we like, the first season?
Yeah. I don't like fantasy novels, so I stay away from that stuff. I guess I should
try. Dark Horse has got your BPRD, The Warning number 4 of 5.
Gotcha.
End League number 5, and Goon number 29.
The Goon, baby! Woo! Eric Powell's Goon! DC Comics got 100 Bullets, issue number 96. I'm still working on my trade paperbacks.
I see
the first few there. Green Arrow, Black Canary number 13's out. Trinity 19. Wonder Woman number 25. I know you're a Wonder Woman guy.
Oh, absolutely.
In her satin tights, fighting for our rights, baby.
Gears of War number 1 for all the comic book guys out there. Secret 6 number 2 and Two-Face year 1 number 2 of 2. Because there's lots of two. He's Two-Face.
Yeah, I like that. It's a two-issue series.
See what I did
Two-Face.
There?
I dig that.
I said it
Dynamite
twice.
Entertainment, the giant-sized Red Sonja issue
Ooh,
number 2.
Baby.
Also, Lone Ranger issue number 14.
Devil's Due Publishing has Corpse, that's C-O-R-P-S, the core, you know, number zero. Drafted, number 11. Forgotten Realms, Starless Knight, number one. And World of Dungeons and Dragons, number five.
Okay. Marvel Comics got your Black Panther issue number 40. Crap, I just noticed that's a Secret Invasion tie-in.
Yep. Dude, they're all Secret Invasion tie-ins, man.
Marvel Zombies 3.
Look at there.
Issue number one of four. Rock. There you go. That's out. You got, by the way, a Greg Land cover, which I think is going to be pretty sweet. I like him. X-Men Original Sin, issue number one. That's a one-shot. That's out today as well.
Avengers Invaders, number 5 of 12, which has been a fun read. Dark Tower Treachery, number 2 of 6 is out, as is The Stand, Captain Trips, number 2 of 5. And The 12, number 8 of 12, because I love that story. That's
all right,
a good one.
There you go.
The last thing I'd like to mention, Top Shelf Productions does have The Man Who Loved Breasts. That's out today.
Okay.
And you can get that for $4 at your friendly local neighborhood gaming
nice.
Shop.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Oh, that's great.
Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Night.
A month after insiders announced that Warner Brothers executives were developing a third installment in their Lost Boys franchise, Corey Haim has publicly lashed out against it. And he's updated fans on what we can expect in Lost Boys 3.
Yeah?
He says, I've seen the whole movie Lost Boys the Tribe talking about the recent one and said, I don't like it, to be honest with you. Wow. Shocker. I don't like it. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like it as much as the first one. There's Halloween 1 and 2, and then there's 3, and that had nothing to do with Michael Myers. Went from Lost Boys to, like, it's just neutralized, kept it hot and fresh, which will hopefully get the Lost Boys 3 thing going. So I don't know why this is a story, other than if I don't say it, Corey Haim will just be at my house waiting for
Apparently,
me.
He could be there right now, dude.
So Corey, I read the story. Moving on. Thank
wow.
you.
All right, from IGN, Warner Brothers has signed up Steve Carell for a sequel to his spy comedy Get Smart. Did you see that yet, by
I
the
did.
Way?
Okay, I did.
Okay, good man. On a budget of $80 million, the film grossed $230 million, firmly placing the original in too successful not to make a sequel territory. At present, we don't know if Anne Hathaway or Alan Arkin is going to reprise the roles or not. This is from IGN. Why are those figures in pounds? I'm now squinting. Do you see that?
Maybe it's
where
IGN
I sent you
London.
My copy? Yeah, on a budget of $80 million... Well, that ain't even close to dollars.
Maybe.
That would be a $160 million budgeted film.
England's going to own us by then
I don't
anyway.
Think that's right. Anyway, all right, moving
okay.
on. Moving
so,
on.
So the new feature from Ford Car is called My Key. It's going to be the thing that lets parents limit how fast their kids drive. They won't be able to drive faster than 80 miles an
this.
Hour. Yeah, it's going to be when the 2010 cars and trucks arrive. Parents can do all kinds of things. They can get little warnings when the kids go above 70. They can get have the car beep at them if they don't have their seatbelt on. It could also make the car beep every time it hits like 45, 55, 65, whatever limit you want to, and basically annoy the hell out of whoever's driving. Of course, parents
Sounds
love
fun.
It, and big shocker, statistically, the kids don't like it so much.
Do you think it's got some kind of a sensor that detects the temperature in the back seat, like when the windows fog up? There's like a, the parents get the little beep, and
nice.
The parents get the beep. This is the hand is below the waistband. It's heading for the promised land.
I don't think technology's got there yet, sir.
All right, maybe not. All right, from darkhorizons.com, Kevin Bacon preparing a series about Lincoln's assassin John Wilkes Booth. Okay.
Oh, right.
It's for Showtime. It's called The Booths, which sounds more like a wacky sitcom
hey,
with an acting family that gets together and kills chief executives. The Booths will revolve around actor brothers Edwin Junius, Brutus Jr., and John Wilkes Booth and their dysfunctional, wacky relationship. I added the wacky. In
okay.
the years prior to Lincoln's assassination. Oh, God, this sounds bad, 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 bad.
Then just didn't go right.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln. That's really the only interesting thing about that whole damn thing. By the way, they caught him. You know, they caught
yeah.
and killed him up right near where we work every day.
That's
in
true.
Caroline County, Virginia. So anyway, it might be all right because everything is better with Bacon.
And very quickly, Sir Opus, the Sunday comic strip
yeah?
documenting the exploits of our favorite Big Nose Penguin.
Yeah?
The last strip, oh. November 2nd, Berkeley, Breathed, however you like to pronounce it, has
name.
Decided to stop drawing it, just like he stopped Bloom County, just like he stopped Outland. He tried to bring it back. The magic just isn't quite there,
yeah.
sir. I still love Opus, but okay.
Don't you think the residuals ought to carry him, you know?
You think so?
I mean, you probably don't have to work.
Dude,
I don't know.
Just relax.
What do I know? Yeah.
yeah.
All right, Geek Radio Daily Kitties, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes.
Please
review us while you're there. Man, we're stuck at 39 reviews. Please. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us, would you, at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or to Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Wings, Mr. Santa Claus. I need new wings. Not fancy wings. Just plain Jane, low rent, barely bent, homegrown, bare bone, off the shelf, two-part Kmart, no frills, flappers. It would be an improvement over my own. As your record should show, I am a bird. Specifically, a penguin. An embarrassing accident of birth, for which I do not blame my mother. I prefer to blame Congress.